All right, let's see how I sound. And now raising the volume up to 75%. And there we go. Holy cow. Wow. It's been some time since my last recording. Honestly, though, I felt that I was just going to slip on by and leave without having to do another recording. And however, thank God I am doing another recording for episode 171 today. Last night I was going to do it, but I didn't get around to it too. And last night was pretty late and I decided to go to bed, which in good reasons, I do have to. So there's another story I will tell you guys at later towards the end of today's podcast. So, but however, man, I have so much to unravel. Oh my God. So on today's episode, on episode 171, I wanted to go over on Tesla Model 3 in more extended commentary, which I have to say, if you guys not seen the video, please go ahead, do so, because I have a lot to say about Tesla Model S, and something I have to share to you about the Model S, what I like about it too. And for me, I've not purchased it though. This is my friend's Model S too, but I definitely recommend you guys check up the video as well, because I do have footage that I have up on YouTube, so you guys can check up on the channel. And but I will go ahead and further extend my commentaries about Tesla in general, the Model S, and much more what I've learned about Tesla over the last few weeks. So yeah. And then later on today's show, I'm definitely going to give you my full take on Windows 11 and what I think about Windows 11, why the critics that have been talking about Windows 11 or talked down on Windows 11, how bad it is. Trust me, it is not as bad as what the critics have been saying. I think there are changes that Microsoft has done, but in plenty of good ways that they've done. And I will tell you why on today's episode of the Leon the Great podcast. All right, everybody, let's hit it. This episode is brought to you by Zennies. If you guys don't know about Zennies or have never heard about Zennies, Zennies is the one-stop place for anti-blue light glasses. I love the quality of the glasses. It's feels so well between my ears, and it fits right to your face. And also, there's a option where you can just go ahead and give it a try on a virtual level too. So guys, if you want to go ahead and do that, be sure to do that as well. And Zennies, with during the time of the holidays, go ahead and check out the sales that's happening right now over at zenniesoptical.com. I'll have the link of the affiliate below, so if you guys want to go ahead and follow me there, please be sure and do so. And then next on the list is ExpressVPN. And if you've not heard about ExpressVPN, and if you want to cover your ass for any reason whatsoever, or trying to surf to any place that you're not able to search, probably like internationally, or if let's say a show in Hungary that you can't access with your regular Netflix subscriptions, whatever that may be, go ahead and use ExpressVPN too. I have used several VPNs, and ExpressVPN does the job well. And if you guys need to, or if anything, go ahead and use ExpressVPN too. They actually do accept crypto. So if you have Bitcoin, Ethereum, whatsoever, go ahead and give ExpressVPN a try. So what you guys waiting for? Also, please, please give them a try if you have not yet, and please do so clicking down the link down on the show notes below. And then last and not least, check out Scooch Case. I love Scooch Case. It works out great, and I am very, very happy with Scooch. And Scooch does an amazing job of protecting your phone. I have a Scooch right on my own phone too, and I absolutely love this thing. And also with Scooch's subsidiaries, which is Fortress Up, it does a good job in a provide screen protectors for your iPhones or your Android phones, whichever that may be. Go ahead and check out that Fortress Up as well if you need a phone case protectors. They do have tons of options, so if you want to go ahead and check it out with Fortress Up and Scooch Case too, either way too, they're both excellent companies to check out if you need to protect your phone whatsoever too. And I would do so as well, because these phone cases and screen protectors are a lifesaver, and I definitely recommend it to even my friends and family about Scooch Case and Fortress Up to protect your phones at all costs too. So what are you waiting for? Check it out. So with that said, let's get started. So the theme of today's episode, which this is a theme that comes out from a old television show called The Jamie Kennedy Experiment. If you've not heard about the show, it's a very fun show. I've heard that was back in the early 2000s, and I thought it was very, very fun, which sadly it only had 2 seasons on that show. So basically that show is pretty much, if you've not heard about like shows like Punk'd, like, starting with Ashton Kutcher, where he did like pranks and stuff like that too. I will say is this, that the Jamie Kennedy Experiment is amazing. The pranks are absolutely hilarious in comparison to Punk'd. I heard some things about Punk'd that they said that, oh, it wasn't that funny, but who knows. I never grew up with MTV's Punk'd, so that right there, that didn't fly across my radar when I was growing up at that point. But either way too, I just wanted to mention that, look, if I get a copyright strike on this too, look, I'm not bothered by it whatsoever. So, but either way, I thought it would be a good change for today's episode, and might as well do it for today, for episode 171, excuse me. But I figured let's just go ahead and get it out of the way too, because that theme for me was a classic growing up too, just the acting on that prank show. But anyways, if you have some spare time, look up the Jamie Kennedy Experiment when you have some free time in your hands. But okay, but with that said, let's get on to today's episode, because I know I'm just dragging and dragging right now too, because today we're going to go ahead and start off with some Tesla and some things we're going to talk about, which is absolutely something I wanted to get onto and extend my commentaries. Not just the car, the Model S, and I always continue messing it up with the Model 3, which actually the car I drove is the Model S. So I don't know why I get mixed up between the two models, but it's definitely the Model S that my friend ordered. And just to extend the commentary about what I thought about the Model S right there, it's just a mighty fine, smooth car. And if I could afford it, I would do so. I really would. But my friend, so the backstory of the car, why my friend decided to order it, why he did it. Well, for one, even though my friend, he is an older friend that that made this purchase, and that took about 6 months, right? So, and that the reason he did it, because let's just put it this way. he has been saving money, pretty much basically money from definitely his entire life, and he wanted to go go on out and follow the and follow this out and just spend the money on a new Tesla. Because before this, he never spent a lot of money on brand new vehicles, because he've always purchased used cars when he was growing up. So he's only spend pretty much, how can I put it? He'll only spend two new cars in the past, and Tesla Model S is basically pretty much his third brand new car that he's ever spent, ever spent. So that's one of the things about, I want to just put it down right there too. Now, I'm sure that many may say that, wait, how did you afford that car? Which I will just go ahead and put this down for everybody that it is not my car, but my friend's car too. But plus, he's been working basically his entire life, and he's been working with Delta for about 25 years with that company. I believe it's 25 or 26 years. Either way, just to put it down, he was saying to me that I wanted to own this Tesla, and for some time or for many months during out this pandemic, just to put it out there, and he's just been following Tesla, and I think that trend, the whole Tesla craze has been just giving him something to follow up on, and he wanted to get into Tesla. And I don't even know how long or how many years he's been following Elon Musk and the Tesla company in general, but right now the Tesla company has been doing or extraordinary well. What's the word I'm trying to put? Yeah, extraordinary well, pretty much, as you guys already know. Because that's one thing I will say about Tesla, is that was a brand, if I can put it this way, a brand that's never been on my radar for a very long time. It's never has been too. Because, and right now, the reason people are talking about Tesla as of right now, because it is now soaring to popularity. And plus, if I could add on to this right there, is the reason the way the Tesla it is at this peak right now is because of Elon Musk. Let's put it this way too. But not also just Elon Musk, but the car in general, and how powerful that car is too. Because thing is though, Tesla does not do any advertisements whatsoever. Even Elon Musk himself will never put advertisements. He'll never put a Tesla advertisement, nor not on a football game or anything like that whatsoever. Because advertisements, if you know anything about advertisements, you know what, who does advertisement, or what company does a lot of advertisements in general? Lots of car brands, Audis, Fords, GMC, Toyota, you name it. And those car companies spend a lot of money on car advertisements. Well, it will say is that what makes it genius about the brand itself too, and not to take away the inventor Nikola Tesla, even though he was absolutely a genius right there too, and yes, that's where the name Tesla came from, which was from Nicholas Tesla, pretty much the guy that created the DC converter, which in com which in competition with AC converter, what Thomas Edison did many years ago. But yeah, so that's just another side note right there too. And for me right there, this was surprising, because I'd never think a car company or something like Tesla would be getting this much attraction around the year 2021. And you know what? If I have told you that about the Tesla brand 10 years ago, I will tell you that this was not a car that would pretty much simply be in my radar. It just wouldn't be, because the fact of the matter is that where the company stands right now, it's pretty much a very profitable company. Very profitable too. And I just didn't even think that it was going to grow this fast so quickly. And even like 6 months ago, if we would have had purchased the Model S 6 months ago, it would have been 98K. And I'm sure there are more expensive cars that are more than 98K or 98,000, whatever you guys call it. And now 6 months later, it is much more expensive. The price have risen because of the high demand right now going on. So that's what's going on right there because of the demand. It's really wild to see a car company becoming so huge, so fast, that it's mind-blowing to see that where this is absolutely going. So that's pretty much the surprise in my mind is that's where the surprise is for me too, and it's already valued pretty much over $1 trillion now, over a short period of time. See, look at that right there too. That's a really short amount of time, 18 years to be a $1 trillion company. You gotta think about it. Who does that in 18 years? 18 years that a car company would... That wouldn't have been no way in anyone's mind. It would have taken a long time for any company to value up to more than a trillion dollars for a company. And I could tell you that that didn't take Apple or Amazon to value up over $1 trillion, and that those guys, that took these got these companies, these two legendary computer companies, I would say about over 40 years to be a $1 trillion company. Look at Apple; it took them 42 years to be a $1 trillion company. Microsoft, 44 years to be a $1 trillion company, and it's absolutely crazy. And you look at an e-commerce website like Amazon, took them 25 years to be a $1 trillion company. So there's a huge thing that blows my mind. And it's not just cars that they're going to be making, the Tesla, right? It's not just going to be a car company anymore. And you look at the other projects that's happening right now. You're talking about solar panels, Giga Energy, what they're doing with Giga Energy for pretty much backing up and storing electrical backups for businesses and residentials. So that's a huge thing that they're doing. Then the other one is the Tesla bot. And forgive me for all the Tesla fans, but anyone's listening, is the Tesla bot is just as scary as fuck. And I don't know if I want to have anything like that in my house. It's the most scariest little thing. And I don't care if it's a prototype. I absolutely don't. It is absolutely crazy. Crazy scary. And the fact that humans... That thing will take over humans. Which is absolutely unbelievable. And I'm not a complete hater of bots. There are some bots that do some good stuff. It's just, you look at it right there, and for me, that doesn't make sense to me as a techie. Well, for some uses for the Tesla bot, I'm sure if you have a grandma's or whatever, right, I'm sure they'll have plenty of good uses too. And unless if you need the Tesla bot for any reason whatsoever, but it definitely needs a lot of time. I don't think that the Tesla bot is pretty much prepared to be ready, and it definitely needs more time to be accepted to the public than anything else, to put it this way too. And then where can I add in right there too is, now talking about anything else, I wanted to go back with the car. The car is absolutely amazing. And I think the car definitely does have such a bright, bright future. And also, for anyone out there that's listening and that is looking to get a car, the prices for Tesla and the Tesla electrical chargers, the one that's custom to your house, or if you plan on purchasing that one, I will tell you this, is that if you're looking to get a electrical unit place into your own home, of course it's not just going to be over $500 to purchase it, but also you have to pay for a technician or electrician to come over to your house and have it properly installed. So there is the other factor right there, is that there's not just a car. No, you definitely have other things that you have to add on right there, which that on its own, there's always going to be an extra expense to anything. And so that's one thing you guys got to keep in mind. If you're going to spend anything, there's always an extra expense with the Tesla. So that there's that as well too. And I thought the big 17-inch display screen, well, it was, I would say it's just wide. It's wide. There's so much room to your to use it, and it's just all touchscreen. I mean, it's unbelievable how it is. It's just really cool to see that touchscreen, that touchscreen unit, where you could just use it for music, use it for to park, to reverse, to drive, or put it on neutral, whatever that is. I mean, honestly, this is a car that's on fire. And plus, you don't even hear the Tesla going by. In fact, when my friend came over to pick me up the other day. Pick me up the other day. I remember this. And I will want to bring this up, is that when he came over to my driveway, I couldn't even hear it. I couldn't hear a single thing, not even the engine, nothing like that, because it's all electric. There's no engine. You can't even hear the darn thing outside too. That's what's crazy about it. And that's why I was like, whoa, what on earth? And that's what's amazing about it, because it's so quiet, so damn quiet too. And in comparison to an ICE engine, what I'm saying, ICE is invertible combustion engine. So there is the huge difference between those two. It's such a huge difference, because one is electricity and one is powered and fueled by gas. So you have to take it like this as well. Then I know that a friend was telling me about how fast it can go from 0 to 60 within seconds, which most likely my friend's not going to use it for drag racing, which that's never going to happen. But regardless, I think there's going to be people that are going to purchase the Teslas and then use it for drag racing too. So right now my friend has it on comfort mode, which pretty much is like the most simplistic mode that you could put to your car, which is, this isn't bad at all too. And I think it's totally amazing what it's just packed. And it's really secure too. And the other thing, what should I not miss about this, was the cameras. And especially the cameras. Like, let's say if somebody decided to hurt your vehicle in any way, or decided to make a dent in your car, or decided to scratch the painting of your exterior of the car, that camera can catch that crook, or catch those mischievous people, and you could just report it on a police to a police. Plus, the quality of the camera is really excellent on it too, and that's quite amazing too. And yeah, there's just so much to add right there too. But if you guys want to follow up on Tesla news, just remember, I don't follow up on or I'll talk about Tesla every week, unlike the devoted Tesla, the cult leaders and the cult followers of Tesla. You guys got to remember is that I do talk about different and diverse things about technology. So having to keep up with the Tesla news is going to be quite difficult, and something I'm not going to go forward on following up on Tesla every single week. And right, but I will tell you that with the more I hear stuff, what's coming along the works and what Tesla is doing, it's just amazing how much they're going to go through it too. And especially, not to forget, Tesla is doing their own truck. That's right. I said it. Tesla is doing their own truck. Isn't that just awesome? So there's just more news that for me to talk about anything about Tesla related stuff. And who knows? It wouldn't surprise me if they're going to end up doing drones or airmobiles, whatever that may be next, you know? I mean, Tesla is Tesla. They could do it. I mean, they can absolutely do something like that too. If they can, if they're like the first company to go over or be valued over $1 trillion, then I'm sure that the next step is probably $250 billion, which there's going to be a lot of consumers. There's going to be a lot of buyers on that too. Now, there are so many leaks and rumors and the rumor mills. In fact, I was talking to one person one night while I was walking, just having this conversation. And there was a company called Lucid or Lumids, if I got the name correctly. Well, it is basically a competitor to Tesla. What I've understood or what I've understand was that the electricity or the aperture is going to be much, the battery size is going to be not larger, but the miles on it is going to be very, very much, it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot of miles on it too. And I couldn't believe that what I was hearing. And there's not enough research that I've done, to be quite honest or frankly honest with you guys. But if there's such competition, if so, there's going to be like a Tesla clone, then I don't know what. I mean, it looks like this is not just going to be Tesla, you know, that's going to be the only kid in town. And my theory about any of this is that there's going to be more electrical cars coming along the way too. And if they're going to make it longer lasting, oh my God. Tesla is going to have big, big competition on its own hands. I mean, if not, there's going to be a lot more. That's what I heard from that case too. And I heard from the grapevines from some other YouTube channels is that there are like starting up companies that are trying to outdo the Tesla or trying to make it better so it be outperform the Tesla vehicles. And honestly, I don't even know what to add on it to. And I'm not even sure if you're going to have another startup company like a Tesla to go out and I'll do it too. I don't know. It's going to be quite interesting, really, where things are going to be shifting. And for me, I know that the Tesla is just a start. The Tesla is just a start. And that's cool. And right now, what I can tell you with the combustible engines is that here's the way I see this. ICE or ICE cars will be the cars of the yesteryears. And it's just starting to. I mean, a lot of people aren't going to just accept it right away because, again, this is very early on. Of course, when I say early on, I'm sure that the Tesla's been around for about at least about over a decade now. Again, that company has already had plenty of time to build itself at this point too. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a start, but it's already starting to catch up more and more, because the fact that a lot of people want to get into it, they want to, definitely want to get into the craze, the Tesla craze already too. But the thing is though, how far can that craze go? You know, because a lot of these cars, I mean, it's gonna continue to get expensive because of the demand. And what I've understand throughout the pandemic and what a lot of people have talked about was that the how can I put it? The chip shortage is pretty much the biggest cause of it, because of the whole COVID thing, and that was pretty much basically the whole disruptor of why there aren't more cars coming in. So that's one thing I've questioned about the whole thing is, you know, with the chip shortages, once things start to normalize a bit in the economy and moving down forward too, I wonder if the prices will end up coming down or go down a little bit further low. You know, that's just my thing too, because if you're going to have a lot of people purchasing it too, and because you got to remember this, what I've said early on is that my friend waited 6 months to get that new Tesla built over on the off on the Fremont factory and have it sent over to Georgia. So that was still a good amount of wait. And really, you got to think about it too. A good amount of waiting to do still. But I am impressed with the whole technology on its own. And for me, I know a lot of people said that, you know, this isn't the start of electrical cars, because I know that there's been other companies that tried to do electrical, like the, if you guys don't know, the, I don't know if you guys remember the hybrid, that was really big. That was a big time where you can just use electric or gasoline. And you got to look at it this way. Like Toyota, I think one of the few companies that did that, like, was Nissan, Toyota's, and Honda, I believe. And they were the ones that did the hybrids for some time too. But the problem I saw with the hybrids early on, if not just me, probably everybody else that that follow up on hybrids, was that the batteries or the batteries on it was small. And the fact is that it was small was that it didn't hold enough, how can I put it this way? It just didn't hold enough electricity and the fuel on that, on those electrical cars or hybrid cars, I would say. It wasn't enough. They did have enough to hold fuel or the gasoline on those hybrid cars, but just not the electrical part. The electrical or the electricity part of it too. If hopefully I got the message right there, and hopefully everybody understands. But yeah, it's pretty different. For me, it's different in a way because things are shifting so fast in the car world that I don't keep up with what goes on in the car world, you know, or whatever is going on in the motor. In the motor vehicle world, because I'm not 100% of a car person. I'm more of a computer guy. I follow up on motherboards, tech like that too. However, I should look at it this way too, because it already has tons of computer features within that vehicle too. I mean, you have entertainment, you have Spotify over there. Tidal already built in already too, and all the music stuff that you can think of already have built in already. It almost feels perfect, but this isn't perfect by all means, and the stretch of the imagination, it is not, because they still have to work up some bugs, some details on the software in order to get things right. And that was one of the things I've been told about this from a friend, is that they still got to get things right in order to make it quote unquote perfect. So there's that, because it still needs time to work things out too. But however, the vehicle on its own still works great. The battery on that car still very much holds up well too. In fact, you can just drive it for at least about a week or a week and a half before you could even charge it. Still, it holds up really well, which I like about the Tesla. My friend already has the supercharger installed on his own place, so that's something that he's already has that covered. But of course you got two options to the Tesla. You can use the supercharger to charge it fast, or give it a slow charge where you don't have to charge it so fast too, and you can actually schedule how much you want the car to be charged up too. So that's pretty fine right there too, which I like about it. So if you don't want to keep it up to 100%, but if you prefer to not have it overcharged, good. But if you don't want the car to be undercharged, or let's say under or below 25%, you can have it scheduled where you can just have it to stop the charging, have it start charging automatically, which is great. And that can be done right into your own, the own app, basically onto Tesla, which is cool. I like it right there too. Now, the Tesla app is available for both iOS and Android, if I believe so, right? But still, I do like the vehicle too. And my recommendation is that if you got the money to cash it out to, great, go for it too. But remember, if you're going to get it brand new, just remember this. You're not going to get it right away. So because of the demand so high right there too, with thousands of pre-orders, you're going to have to end up waiting like 6 months like my friend Rick did. And just do that. And basically that's how everybody's going to have to do it at this point too, is pretty much wait it out and just play the waiting game from there too. But I'm very excited where the future goes with electrical cars in general and Tesla going, because it is very exciting to see that go. But anyways, to end this track right here, to end this topic, is basically, if you wanted to see how the Tesla looks like, there are tons of videos up on YouTube, but also there's video that I already have posted up on my channel. So if you want to go and see that, please go ahead and check the link down below, down in the show description, if you wanted to see more Tesla, what do you call it, Tesla videos like that. That's the only video I've done, but I will end up doing a follow up video later down the road, because I would love to do one too. So if you guys want to see it, let me know down in the comments on YouTube, or shoot me an email and say, hey, I like the video that you've done. Please. I'd like to see an extended edition. It's just to see how fast it goes. Perfect. Probably I will do a film one of these days and just do one. That would be excellent. Hey guys, if you like what you heard on today's episode, please be sure to follow me up on podcast services such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and much, much more. Wherever you can find me on the web, you can just Google search or DuckDuckGo to find my podcast. Pretty much I am everywhere, so if you want to follow me, that would be awesome. Also, I am on Good Pods as well. I just signed up to Good Pods, so I am over there. So if you want to follow me over there and check me out, please do so too if you have Good Pods. So that being said, let's get on to the next topic for today, which is Microsoft Windows 11. So the topic of Windows 11. So this is very interesting because I know that there's been critics that said pretty much very down, right negative about Windows 11. For me, I've installed Windows 11. I gave it a try. Personally, I have no problem with that. I don't. And what I feel that what's happening with the critics or the computer critics that's been happening, I think they've pretty much put it down way too hard on it too. And I think Windows 11 is a good step up from its predecessor to Windows 10. And you can say or disagree that you disagree with me, but that's fine. If you don't have to disagree with me on this, but I've tried out Windows 11, and I think Windows 11 has done a really good job with doing really well. And to me, there are plenty of good things around it too, some not so much. And let me just start with the good. And I'm sure many folks want me to start with the bad, but we're going to start with the good. How come I liked Windows 11 comparison with Windows 10? For one, I will say that Windows 10, it started with so many issues. When it first came out, the issues was very, very horrible throughout beta. And then, of course, Microsoft did fix it to that point. Later on a later Windows, pretty much Windows update patch, which that was good for Windows 10 at the time. And it's cool because Windows 10 is still here to stay. And I think it'll still be around for about a few more years. Who knows that's going to be. But for me, I can definitely see that progress that there's going to be a time where Windows 10 is not going to be no longer around. And there will be a point to it too. And that's one thing I've criticized 10 heavily. And also just that it was not because it was just buggy and it had its issues, but the fact was that what was awful about that release was that it was picked up by people who were pretty much big privacy guys, where the fact that Microsoft are pretty much embedded Windows telemetry, which they can use to follow up what you've done and what things you've done inside that operating system, which was a huge privacy concern. And for me, my thought about that was that I didn't like it. I'm sticking with Windows 7. So there's that right there too. Now with Windows 11, there's not much going on with that too. And so that's great. At least there's the lessons from the past that at least they were able to fix things, and I'm happy for them to that they were able to get that fixed off too, which is perfectly fine. Now, the other thing I could add with add on right here with, is 10 perfect? No. Is Windows 11 perfect? No. Even with the updates on its own, Windows 11 does seem to have a few issues, but let me just get on with the core things why I like about Windows 11, which has to be uninstalling your programs much easier. And if you don't know about, let's say, control panel or having to uninstall things right from the control panel. Now, I will tell you this is that now having to go through control panel, uninstalling all of your programs, it will be pretty much a thing of the past. And you could just uninstall it right by right-clicking it and hit uninstall. And it's pretty much like Android, where you hold press the application and you just uninstall the application. And the way I can see it with 11 is that they've thought through through it really well, and they made this operating system much, much easier than 10 or 7 that have ever been to. While I would say what is funny is that throughout this whole thing, and after I've upgraded to Windows 11, you guys got to know one thing is you do have to have enough storage in order to install Windows 11. For some reason, you need to at least have at least about 11 gigabytes for the maximum. And right now, at this point of time, it's only supported on x64 systems, not on 32 systems. Now, it makes sense because the fact right now is that the way things are going, 32 systems or 86 x68 systems are going to be pretty much close to long from gone, because almost this point, everybody's going to switch to 64-bit systems. And that's just the truth. 32, it will be only thing I can see with 32-bit systems is going to be another thing from the past, where nobody's going to keep 32 systems, which I don't know why some people will keep it in their right minds. But look at it this way too. I have not seen an old computer in a very, very long time. And it's been ages since I've seen that too. And to me, that's just going to be the time that everybody has to get away from 32 systems and jump into 64. Because that's pretty much where we at with the current times at the times that we are at right now. So still, I would love that everybody that is listening is just upgrade to 64. Otherwise, you're keeping it out of today's system. It just doesn't make no sense anymore. But yeah, so moving on. The other thing I can put it this way is are the menus. So let's talk about the menus first. The menus, you can have it pinned on Windows 11. Like the time you hit the Windows startup key on your keyboard, you can see that pretty much your programs are pinned, and you can actually customize which ones can be pinned right from the start, which I think it's neat. And I just don't like the tile system when Windows 10 was around, of course, and still is around. I just didn't like how it become cluttersome onto your screen, which this one, on the other hand, it doesn't feel very cluttered. And that's what I like about this version of this operating system. It doesn't feel that is cluttered. And it feels very organized, and you can pin whatever programs you want to pin, which is absolutely cool. And I have no problem with that too. For me, that's a good step. Really, really good step. So my opinion, that's the way to go. And of course, like for me, I already have all my game launchers up and pinned it on the Windows 11 menu. And it's absolutely fantastic. That it makes it really clean. It's not garbled up, nothing like that too. So that the whole tile menu is pretty much far from over, and I'm happy to see that too. And what else I can add right there too? Oh, this is interesting, and I found this out when I was going through Windows 11. And somebody pointed this out about how there's a video editor on Photos, which I thought, a video editor built in, which, believe it or not, there's a video on pretty much a video that you guys definitely got to see for yourselves. And I definitely recommend checking out the video that I was watching, basically a Mac user going over or reviewing Windows 11, which I thought was cool video, and I will leave the video down below. And he's pointed out this well, was that everything you're seeing on Windows 11, it almost feels so similar what Mac already has already to this point, where if you purchase the operating system, or if you already got the operating system, but if you want to have video editor, they already have a video editor built in. Now I will put this out, is that, is this better than any of the video editors that like Filmora or what can I put it, like Filmora or Final Cut Pro? Not really, because they still pretty much, Microsoft still needs a lot more time to work it out too, because I don't think it is the best as of yet. So again, still a lot more work to do, because I think having a built-in editor along with Windows would be a cool idea if you can't afford to let's say get a video editor, because a lot of them are pretty expensive. Pretty much the cost between those editors are probably, the cost is like what, $50 to $200. Still, it is pricey. Just so you guys know, it's very, very pricey. And I like the idea where you could just have a video editor right off the spot too, because it's not a bad idea. It does need a little bit more work to do, unfortunately, and it's a good start. A start is a start. Because if I wanted to, I can go ahead and upload my videos up there and probably do that too down the road and give you further thoughts on it too. But I haven't played around with it personally myself, but a Mac user has. So you guys can check out the video below. He does explain it in much more detail too. And sadly, if I would have done this, this podcast through OBS, I would love to have shown you. But again, I'm using Audacity, so this is just audio only show. But again, this is what it is right now. So there's just a lot of things I can say going forward about Windows 11 too. But honestly though, it's received so many terrible reviews despite of how good it is. It really is a good operating system too. And I do think that it will be better over time. Over time it will. And personally, I've never had any driver issues, nothing like that at all too. I think the driver issues, how should I put it? I haven't faced any driver issues, so that's a plus. Okay, yeah, so heck yeah. So still, it is fantastic that I haven't received any driver issues, so I'm set to go. I mean, my system is obviously a 64-bit system, and that's working okay too. Now, one of the few rules I would say that if you're gonna make an upgrade from Windows 10 to Windows 11 is pretty much you have to enable TPM 2.0, which is a requirement, and in order for you to do that too, and pretty much that right there, in order to enable it, you have to go through your system BIOS, the basic input output. So again, it was confusing at first because I never had to enable TPM 2.0, which I know I don't think Microsoft in the past had me required to do that, but now it's a requirement now where you have to go through the BIOS and update Windows, pretty much update the BIOS and have it TPM 2.0 enabled, basically, in order for you to upgrade to Windows 11. Now, if you guys don't know what or how to do that too, I would recommend just going up to YouTube and find out how to enable TPM 2.0, which for me, it'll be easier than having to hire a technician to come to your house and enable it for you too. Trust me, you're going to save yourself time and money than having a technician come over. I promise you that. Now, the other thing I want to point out right there is I did mention about the start menu a little bit too. And since I mentioned that the title is gone, I will say that the taskbar on Windows 11, it is much, much simpler. And there's been other critics that have said that the start menu looks so much in line or so close to the Mac OS or the Chrome OS. Now, while it is true that it's similar, you could still move the the Windows tab and have it just the taskbar move right on the left, like what you've been used to pretty much with previous Windows operating systems too. To me, it doesn't bother me having the Windows menu right on the center. That I don't have a problem with too, because I do like the look of the current OS. So, but if you guys want to have the Windows button or the Windows start menu on the left, you guys most certainly can do that too. So that's an option right there. And so that way you guys can pretty much have yourselves familiar with Windows 11, just like you've been with past OSs too. Now, however, they still have Cortana. Now, if I got this right, you can actually have Cortana uninstall. I don't know if you can install Cortana, and I'm checking right now. Let me take a look here. Da-da-da-da-da. I don't think you can. No, you cannot uninstall her yet. Okay. Yeah, so, yeah, you cannot have her installed, unfortunately. But I think there will be a time that that Microsoft will make it available where you guys don't have to have Cortana, which it would be good, because if you don't want Cortana speak, you don't have to speak to Cortana, then you guys don't have to. It, to me, that's just a preference just from on my end. But if you like to have Cortana or want to have Cortana, then awesome, you know. And that, so that's another thing you guys can still keep right there. And another thing I will love to add on in addition to Windows 11 is it makes the whole process simple. If you're a content creator, the content creation process on it, for content creators like myself that's recording, or if you're a streamer, then absolutely they make it really simple to use, which I like the simplicity. I love the whole thing about Windows 11, which it is very simple, and it really feels good to have things very, very simple. And what I did criticize most about Windows 11, now for me, I don't criticize it anymore because I like it where it feels, the user interface feels so much like the tablets, like a tablet interface, where I find that migration between the desktop and the tablets or a mobile phone would be excellent together too. And I think this operating system was more than perfect, and having to migrate between tablet and any computer, so which is fine. So if you're on the go, then go ahead, use it, because that's one thing I will put it that way, is that it is absolutely cool to see that the migration between pretty much the computer and the tablet. So if you're on the go, you could just use the tablet and have your work saved right from the go, which is awesome. And that's pretty cool. And if you're like, let's say, I don't know what everybody does. Like if you are a TikToker and if you like to see your TikToks right from the desktop, you're able to do so too. And for me, I have the option if I want to have Instagram come up on my desktop, you most certainly can, which that's still cool if you like that. So that's another thing I'd say, that you don't have to go and scroll to your phone and upload all your stuff right there too, which I think it's still cool that you don't have to go through that option. For me, it's really amazing feature that you could just put that out there still. And yeah, there's a lot of cool things that you could just put right from your desktop instead of having to go through your mobile phone. Makes life very, very easy. And then speaking of content creation and anything that has to do with apps. Now, I haven't even gone through talking about the Microsoft Store. So let's go ahead and talk about the Microsoft Store, because that's one of the core elements that Microsoft does want to improve on. And right now, this is just a start for Microsoft, because Microsoft, I think, if I got this right, they want to have people use the Microsoft Store, and I totally get why. I really do. So Microsoft Store is going to be one key thing that they are still trying to improve, but give or take, the Microsoft Store won't be improved until probably, let's put it this way, between 3 to 5 years, which I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people that are going to use the Microsoft Store heavily to download applications like Adobe, Final Cut Pro, and a lot more applications that they're going to add on to. So there's that coming along the way too, which I think it is going to be amazing. Like for right now, for example, I'm looking over on the Microsoft Store. I see Disney Plus, WhatsApp Desktop, Netflix, iTunes, which I'm surprised they have it on the Microsoft Store. Interesting. And like, and also, like, you pretty much got the basics like Adobe Access, Adobe Photoshop Elements 2022, Deezer, Amazon Music, so on and so forth. So pretty much got like the big players that are uploading to Microsoft Store. But again, if you're talking about like developers, like small developers trying to make pretty much a big thing or trying to send out applications right there, of course, you don't got a lot of small developers yet. It still needs a lot of work. That's the unfortunate part too, which I've talked to a friend of mine that has Windows 11, and I've talked about this as well. And they do need plenty of time to upgrade, put additional upgrades, put a little bit of love to it too. Yeah, but overall, it's a very small store, but which I will say that it will grow over time. But yeah, just that's something to be patient about too. But you can still download and install things like third-party software. Like for example, I have Audacity installed, and it works great for recording audio. And what I like about that is that Audacity is already on top of it too. So there's no compatibility issues, because I know if you're installing software, that's where a lot of people bump into software compatibilities issues, which I haven't encountered that yet. So thankfully, that's something I haven't encountered. Now, as far as like older software goes, I haven't experienced anything like that has to do with compatibility issues. But yeah, just a quick side note that if you're going to install Audacity, like Audacity is great if you're doing simple recording. I do like Audacity 3.1.2, the latest in Audacity, so you can just download it right there too. And I like the new features, how it makes it so easy now to create content right there while you're on the go, which I think is super awesome. In fact, probably one day I could probably always get a tablet from a Windows 11 tablet, if there's going to be one available, of course. If there is, that'll be super. And I'll probably go ahead and record my podcast out on the go, and that would be pretty neat, right? So, yep. And another thing I want to add up right here, so because I know I'm going over the hour here on the podcast, so the going about NVIDIA. Now, NVIDIA is backwards compatibility, so to Windows 11. Now, if you happen to have a graphics card, like a RTX card, mine's is the 3060, pretty much by a gigabyte. I love this, and which, for me, I'm very happy that it is compatible with Windows 11. no huge issues. And so for me, that's a huge plus right there too. And I did install Windows 11 on a 1 gigabyte NVMe. So that's perfect right there too. If you want your system to boot up quickly within no time, I do recommend anyone to get a NVMe SSD instead of a regular SSD, which I think it'd be perfect for all of you to do. So by the way, go for it too if you want to try out Windows 11. Because right now, Windows 11, it's still free to download, and you can just still pretty much install onto your machine. One thing I will mention is that there has been some compatibility issues with AMD processors. But now what I've understood now is that Microsoft already fixed the issue already too. So you're not going to have any compatibility issues along the way too. So you guys should be just fine installing into AMD machines and Intel machines as well. But overall, that's about it for today over on the topic of Windows 11, the final topic of today. So guys, let me know about your opinion with Windows 11. I hope you enjoyed this audio. Probably one of these days I will look over and pretty much go and do a YouTube video and go over the fun things about Windows 11. And probably I will do that one of these days too. So if you guys have any questions whatsoever, please drop me a comment down on YouTube, Odyssey, or pretty much put a review down on iTunes or wherever you go and listen to me on. That would be perfectly awesome. So with that said, guys, take care. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I hope you have a good upcoming holiday moving on forward too. So take care and enjoy. Peace out.